you had a nice rest, and we follow on with, this afternoon, six contributions and with a pause. So we have the first three talks will deal with bit different aspects of this conference. We leave, let's say, the kind of theoretical aspects, or more theoretical aspects of the rise, to enter in kind of confrontation between the reality to archaeology and also history in the next session after the pause. So enjoy everyone, and we'll start. Oh yeah, I have to. There are two small changes. The first one, we will shift first Anatote. First, we will of course have Professor Lynn. Then we will have Professor Todd, and then Professor Marianne Bujard. They requested this, and so this is the first point. And the second one is to respect ritual equality or ritual fairness. We will give them 5 or 10 minutes more. I don't know how it was managed here, but they deserve, as anyone here, at least their 20 minutes for talk. Yes, yeah, so it's not correct. You are not a ritual. We are all Pinli. Of course, you are local, so maybe you deserve less than the others, which are the in Pinli invited. But still, so we'll move first to this the first talk, which will of course be a good introduction to those who will roam around Paris to in this festival of German way music tonight in Paris. And so we will have a talk on the Yuqi, which is a chapter within the Liqi first, and also, of course, as we know, you know that rites and music are nearly inseparable. They are a form, an entity. And just, we have the title here, I don't know if it will be explained to you, but Yin, maybe, here I ask English-speaking world, but would be maybe better translated as inherited tunes, inherited, is it correct? Because remaining doesn't mean anything. So I think it's inherited, what is left from the ancient times, inherited tunes. So this is the topic of the conference. Thank you, Professor Lin, and now please, I give it to you. So yes, the last thing to our talkers today, please respect the 20 minutes.
Okay.
schedule. Thank you. Please.
Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Today I want to talk about how music influences the relationship between ritual and self-cultivation. I start this research because I would like to rethink the very important issues of centrality in the subject of self-cultivation. My topic is exploring the music education philosophy in the Qin and Han period from the perspectives of central and harmonious melodies and the remaining melodies in Yueqi, or Book of Rites. I will divide my presentation into 5 parts. First, I will begin with my introduction. The terms centrality and harmony play crucial roles in the music education from the pre-Qin period to the Han Dynasty. The term central harmony was closely related to the issues such as physical experience, circumstances, physical and mental cultivation and enlightenment. In Yueqi, record of music based on the interpretation of central harmony 综合 and remaining melodies 疑音 discussions on various Confucian thinking, including cultivating moral character, enlightenment, and aesthetics are given. In addition, the relationship, the interpretations also demonstrated the communication and the transformation of thinking from the pre-Qing period to the Han Dynasty. Therefore, this is study used the core concept of central harmony and the remaining melodies, which has been used to explore self-cultivation and the, sorry. Next page.
PowerPoint.
In Yueqi, record of music based on the interpretation of central harmony, Zhonghe, and the remaining melodies, Yiyin, discussions on various Confucian thinking, including cultivating moral character, enlightenment, and aesthetics are given. In addition, the interpretations also demonstrated the communication and the transformation of thinking from the pre-Qing period to the Han Dynasty. Therefore, the study used the core concept of central harmony and the remaining melodies, which has been used to explore self-cultivation and the enlightenment of ritual and music. Since the pre-Qing dynasty, to think under the concrete circumstances between sensibility and the normativity of rituals, for maintaining the harmonious relationships between nature and oneself, between disposition and things, and between oneself and others. Such reflection is crucial to understand how ritual and music can be used for self-cultivation and enlightenment. The second part is about maintaining the paradoxical centrality and harmony without being in extreme. When talking about the thinking of central harmony, I illustrate the central harmony during the pre-Qing period and the Han Dynasty, generally linked to the physical perception and the circumstances, which considerably differed from the introduced in the theory of essence and function, does the understanding of human nature and the way of cultivation differ from the theory of essence and function? When explaining centrality and harmony in Song Ming Neo-Confucianism, the entity of mind nature and the function of mind are commonly used to explain the relationships between Tao, the way, and the mind nature cultivation. The approach is particularly evident when explaining centrality and commonality, Zhongyong, when elucidating centrality and harmony in centrality and commonality, Zhongyong, there is a passage of paradigm. I quote, while there are no stirrings of pressure, angle, sorrow, or joy, the mind may be said to be in the state of centrality. When those feelings have been stirred, they act in their proper behaviors. There ensues that what may be called the state of harmony, this centrality is the basis from which grows all the human acting in the world. And this harmony is the universal path which they all should pursue. Let the states of centrality and harmony exist in the perfection. We can be in the best position in the nature, and all things will be nourished and flourished. End of quote. This paragraph comes from the Yue Ji, 喜怒哀乐未发谓之中，发而皆众结谓之和，中者天下之大本，和者天下之达道。When elucidating centrality and harmony, Song Dynasty Neo-Confucianism Master Zhu Xi viewed centrality as the entity of Tao and the essence of mind nature, while arguing that centrality was the truth behind all things and harmony was the function of mind nature. However, the Han Dynasty scholar, including Zheng Xuan, defined centrality differently in the interpretation with Zhu Xi's definition of centrality. I quote, 中为大本，以含喜怒哀乐。Zheng Xuan, centrality is the basis that consists joy, anger, sorrow, and happiness, as both ritual and enlightenment comes from the centrality. End of quote. As one can see, Zhu Xi's and Zheng Xuan's centrality are obviously different. Zheng Xuan contended centrality as basis of the ritual education and signified the emotion of joy, anger, sorrow, and happiness rather than the entity of Tao and mind nature. In fact, when the documents was written in the preaching dynasty, centrality was often linked to mind. Thus, central harmony was construed in terms of experience and ethic conveyed by music rather than the metaphysical entity of Tao or mind nature. In Yue Ji, harmony is interpreted from the perspective of the transformative nourishment of all things by the heaven and the earth. The idea of excess and defect should be avoided. The careful examinations of various sections of Yue Ji reveal that when presenting the harmony of music, the sentence structure but not 而不, which presenting the harmony of music, the sentence structure but not, which entails the refrainments from extremes, is regularly used. In Yue Ji, It interprets the sage without being too extreme. I quote, music carries to an extreme degree linked to sorrow and coarseness in rituals, indicates something one-sided. 乐极则忧，理出则偏。 That to make the rounded music which will not bring sorrow and will be full of rituals that will not slant, these behaviors could only be carried out by the great sage. 理备而不偏为大圣乎 end of quote.In fact, the depiction of harmony that does not stagnate in any point to keep the negative dialectics, that the ongoing of transformative and nourishment is observed many times in Yueqi, as well as in the documents written during the preaching period and the Han Dynasty. The documents all use the sentence but not to convey the concept of harmony.So here is an example in Yueqi. I quote from Yueqi, Yue ye zhe dong yu nei ye zhe, li ye zhe dong yu wai ye zhe. So music springs from the inward movements, which appear in the outward movement. Hence, it is the rule to make rituals present in reduction.And to present music as productivity, the rule for rituals lead to both reduction and advancement, and present the visible forms in advance, that for music lead to the producing and the reflecting, and present the visible forms in reflection. If rituals reduce but not advance, they will disappear.If music is productive but not reflective, they will become the lost minds. Thus, it is that to every ritual there is its proper response, and for music there is its introspection. When rituals are responded, there arises pressure, and when music is accompanied with the right introspection,The arises is the is. The responses of ritual and the introspection of music have the same idea, end of the quote. Music is moved by the sentiment of things, so it is called from the inward movement. Ritual comes from the communication with the other, so it is called in the outward movement.Ritual is expressed as an inward self-control, whereas music is depicted as an outward flow of sentiment. However, the inward self-reflection and the mediation must be modulated by outward forces, and the interaction that is advanced and reflect between the two exemplifies the spirit of ritual.Therefore, ritual are presenting it in advance as the visible forms. Zheng Shen understood it as self-championing, 自勉强, that is staying vigilant and practicing inward mediation while maintaining an outward force. On the contrary, music must be self-retraining when expressing the flow of sentiment.That is maintaining the inward reverse amid the outward flow and making it both flowing and retraining. Therefore, harmony can be described as a medium that enables two seemingly opposite and contradictory qualities to be preserved and thrive.Harmony can be content differences. It also maintains the dialectical and paradoxical diversities. Centrality does not signify a fixed rule or the midpoint between two extremes, but rather constantly flow and adjust between advance and reflection. So the third part continues with music's central harmony that maintains differences and encourages harmony in diversity. 音乐剧的诠释, united harmony was used when discussing the harmony of music. It said, I quote, in music of the great style, there is an united harmony that prevails between heaven and earth. In ritual of the great forms, there is united reason that exists between heaven and earth. Thus, the relationship between uniformity and harmony must be investigated to determine whether they refer to oneness of state. The relationship between unity and harmony can be traced back to Zhao Gong Year 20, in Chun Qiu Zhuo Zhuan. Yan Ying gave a very representative explanation on the difference between unity and harmony to Duke of Qi. The examples used the making of music and food to explain enlightenment, showing that the inclusion of different opinions was necessary to achieve the optimum state of balance without interference, 平而不干. The accommodation of differences allowed these similar and even contradictory qualities, such as a clarity and crowdedness, small and large, swiftness and slowness, sorrow and joys, hardness and softness, lightness and speediness, high and low, exit and entrance, and density and sparsity. These qualities should be respected and preserved and complement each other to achieve the state of fairness and harmony. Because I have 2 minutes, so I conclusion in the five parts, the presenting forms of music can thus actively help the self-cultivation of disposition for accompanying the idea of ritual and the music culture. Though the scholars of Qin and Han dynasty mostly discussed the utmost music from the virtual, 自乐, from the virtual and the central harmony, influenced by the notion of a plain without extraordinary appearance, 淡乎无味 of Laozi. The explanation of remaining melodies and harmonious music are different with the standpoint of traditional Confucianism. Because in Taoist thinking, it emphasized the understanding of four tranquility, light melodies, 淡味, 淡音, abundant flavor, 气味, 仪器的气, takes a passive attitude toward presenting forms of music. However, Confucianism emphasizes that music produces pleasure, what the nature of man cannot be without. 乐者乐也, 人情所不能免也. So, and thus, man will not be without the manifestation of music, and music will not be without its embodiment. The presenting forms of music can thus actively help the self-cultivation of disposition for accomplishing the idea of ritual and music culture. The music is closely related to the presentation and the self-cultivation of disposition. In order to display the music with central harmony, it self-cultivates the disposition with central harmony. The writer of Yue Ji and the preaching thinker adopt a paradoxical way of expression. In Yue Ji, nothingness and the remaining versus advance and the culture of music obtain the dialectical and the paradoxical relationships between truly signify the central harmony. Therefore, the thinking result can present the important meaning of nothingness in thinking of self-cultivation and the enlightenment of ritual and music. Thank you for your listening.
Thank you very much for, and sorry for the audience for this incident. So maybe some of you could not follow precisely exactly what the contents of the talk, but it was very interesting. And we have left with a few minutes for questions or anything. Now it's coming up. If there are no questions, you may go through slowly so that maybe people can. I have a question there. Professor, I have a question. In the title of your article or of your talk, you mentioned central harmony music and remaining music, but you have not touched about that in the paper, in what you said today. But what is the difference between both type of music?
Mm-hmm. Diverse music. What's the difference between remaining melodies and...
Topic, please speak in it.
Your question is what's the difference between remaining melodies and diverse music?
Sorry, I'm asking you, the title of your paper mentions... central harmony music and remaining tunes or music, isn't it? What is the difference between those two?
Because I have the a paragraph about this. The idea, the music of harmony and the remaining melodies and the soundless melody music is the same. Because in Yue Ji, when discussing the harmonious music, it's needed to connect great music and atmos music with remaining melodies and the remaining flavors. So in Yue Ji, the example that demonstrated the scholar in Qin and Han Dynasty has maintained the paradoxical introduction of centrality and the remaining melodies. And harmonious music and the remaining melodies was both the utmost of music as well as the simplest one. So it is the simplest one, but it's the utmost elaborateness. So it's 自知, the utmost plainness, and 自文, utmost elaborateness, is the same. It's the same. So central harmony and the remaining melodies in Yue Ji is the same idea.
Uh-huh.